Hello, generous donors of the Mayoral Benevolent Fund, and welcome back to No Gods, No Mayors, where we dive into the world of the weirdest, worst, and most whimsical municipal executives human history has to offer. Thank you for listening to our brand new premium feed. I'm the mayor of this episode, Maddie Lipchansky, and this is actually a podcast where two trans women try to convince one man to transition. Riley, have you picked a name yet?
There is still time.
I'm also here with November, my partner in crime for that particular mission.
Hello. Yes. I've been coming to Riley's house with an iPad trying to show him the People's Joker. He keeps closing his eyes and like pushing it away, but eventually we'll get through to him.
Have you tried? Here comes the airplane with it, sort of like walking over.
Well, this is an episode about Here Comes the Airplane. Let me fucking tell you.
In a lot of ways, this is the most an airplane has ever come at something.
You might need to let me in on this little bit of lore as to what Here Comes the Airplane is, other than 9/11. I do know about 9/11.
Hey, Riley, in Canada, do you not feed babies?
What?
Oh, that kind of like, Here Comes the Airplane.
What kind of insane Ukrainian diaspora shit are you doing to your infants up there, man? It's like, no, you don't even get like a sort of like plastic spoonful of baby food until you recognize the suffering that was doled out to like early Ukrainian nationalists.
Yeah.
It's here comes Galicia into parts of Poland and Czechia.
The fucking Stepan Bandera themed baby food.
Yeah, the Norwegians have that baby box.
Yeah, and Scotland too.
The Canadian version of it is like it's built out of the bricks from the Victims of Communism Memorial.
Yeah, here comes the land reform. I thought it, for some reason, I think I had it in my head that it was that the People's Joker was something also.
That is. It's a film by Vera Drew. It's very good. It's a very transsexual film.
I see.
And it kicks ass, and you should watch it because it'll make you, Riley, transition. Mm-hmm. And you've not answered the question, have you picked a name yet?
Well, I could just keep Riley.
That's true. This is true. I am a fully out for a number of years transgender woman. And let me tell you, that film, it's one of my favorite films now, made me like dissociate for 2 days just apropos of nothing. So yeah, I think it'll be a good time. I think you should watch it.
Yeah. I think if I had saw that movie when I was 17, it would have killed me.
Yes.
I would have just died in the theater.
One thing is weird. Maybe you two can answer this question. Did someone log into my Amazon Prime and change all of my downloads to I saw the TV glow?
Don't worry about it.
I mean, your password was very easy to guess. It was escarpment with a 4 for the A.
it was definitely cis 49.
Yeah, it was cis male, I promise, _ I mean it.
.mil.gov.
That's right. Okay.
All right. Look. We're talking about like the monster of the season. Let's talk about the monster of the week.
Yeah. Okay. Mm. So yeah, the you'll have to come back for the mythology episodes where we sneak into Riley's house with a vial of estradiol. Okay. So when we last left our friend, Rudolph William Lewis Giuliani, he was having a sort of terrible, horrible, no good, very bad month.
It's so weird to call him Rudolph. Like it makes me want to like put him in the kind of like 16th century Dutch fit, you know, like Rudolphus Julianus, greatest mayor of New Amsterdam.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's weird that an Italian's called Rudolph. I don't think we ever really, dealt with
He's from Northern Italy. Wink. I doubt he's Northern. We don't get a lot of those in the East Coast.
Just his like boxer dad, just like picking a list of names he can't see, just points at random. It's Rudolph, you know?
Rudolph.
It was either Rudolph or Dancer.
Christ. Show's over. I'm not doing the rest of this.
I respect this. Yeah. I respect this.
His mayoralty, which I'm going to have to learn how to say by the end of this show, mayoralty. It was coming.
His mayor time.
His mayoral time was coming to an end, and his popularity was in the toilet. It was the post-mayoral life was looking a little bleak, and his decades of showboating, exaggerating, and straight up acting like a piece of shit asshole were kind of catching up with him. And
he's never going to like run for president now. You know, like you get the like kind of a version of the Giuliani trajectory that he's on now.
Yeah,
when 9/11 never happened, and he's still a weird piece of shit.
Yeah, like it was a sort of like at this point he had pissed off every single person in city government and everyone in the city so much that it was like his life was over. He was in the middle of getting a divorce. Like,
he would have like done direct to customer sales of stuff way sooner.
Yeah.
9/11 postponed the inevitable by like 8 years.
Yeah. So he's
what Al-Qaeda achieved was kicking the My Pillow guy out of public consciousness for about like 10 years. And for this, you know, we can say that 9/11 is morally complicated.
Impossible to say.
Sort of a trolley problem, you know?